Next Tony, step to the microphone is none other. Yeah, we're going to take the headphones off. That would be kind of uncomfortable if he walked too far away. Thank you very much, Mr. O'Brien. Tony O'Brien, of course, for your vote come September for Register of Probate and quickly taking the seat.
Quickly.
Dressed in. Guys, what is this? Now, is this pink? Is this salmon? What would we call this?
I think it's an off-red.
And you're kind of off-colorblind then. We have a gentleman who is running for state rep in the 10th Plymouth District, looking to be a person to fill an open seat left by the departure of Christine Canavan, who after, 11 terms?
23 years, I
23
guess.
Years, did a fine job, yeah. And folks are looking to serve the communities of a number of wards in Brockton, East Bridgewater, West Bridgewater. We have Paul Beckner front and center to talk with us for a few minutes about his campaign. Brought a whole slew of people. If I had known that they were going to be using that studio, I would have asked that other gentleman who was with you to come on in as well, but... we're in here talking right now, so I can't do the yet because there's a seat right there. Who is this lady that you brought with you? Lois talk for a moment.
Lois was the former president of the Brookfield Little League.
She's like the centerpiece of your campaign, isn't she?
Well, she likes to be. Okay. There's no question about
and
that.
And what is Lois going to share with our listeners before we find out a little bit more?
Come
about
on over,
you.
Lois, share something.
Hi, my name is Lois Gorin. I'm the National Baseball Woman of the Year, 1989. I've served the city of Brockton 40 years in the north section of Brockton, and I'm very excited because the first time in my life I have one of my own children in the league. He's 10 years old, and he's my grandson. The reason I'm supporting Paul Beckner is two reasons. The biggest thing about him is he has loyalty. When he was just a kid, they tried to steal a team from me, and Paul Beckner called me up and said, Lois, this man wants us to play in a tournament down at the airport, but it's not your husband's team. What should I do? And I thought about it for a while, and I said to him, if this is going to be something that's going to make you happy, then you do that. And loyalty is an exceptional thing in a character. He's a fine, intelligent, wonderful young man, and I hope all my friends out there in District 7, District 10, and District 8 will hear my voice tonight and not forget to vote for Paul Beckner for representative. He's a sweetheart.
Now you said she said District 7, 8, and 10.
Those are the baseball districts.
Okay. Just want to make sure, because I was like, I think only the ones in the 10th Plymouth District are the only ones. But thank you very much, Lois, for your input. Tell us a little bit about yourself, other than being an honest baseball player who didn't want to get, who was kind enough to let Lois know what was going on.
I think Lois said it all.
All right, we'll get out.
No.
I'm kidding, Mr. Beckner. No, honest, tell us a little bit about yourself. We know that you ran last fall for council at large.
Correct.
Bid was not successful, but you did at least.
Well, I thought it was quite successful.
You at least were able to make it past the primary or the preliminary.
And preliminary
Brockton doesn't have a primary.
Out of the four at large candidates, my team came in fifth. 300 votes.
You were that
close. Yeah, we were close. I mean, considering there were 13,000 votes cast in the election, I thought it was a pretty good showing. And that's why my team. Came after me when this became apparent that Christine was going to go into the ministry and call it quits with legislative duties and so forth up at the State House. So I looked it over carefully. In fact, the first person to approach me with the idea was Mike Healy, who passed away.
Yeah. One six school committee member.
Yeah, unexpectedly. And, it was about this time last year when I was thinking about getting into the at-large race. He told me I should wait, maybe do something else, or go for the school committee, that Christine was probably going to retire. And I said, oh, well, how do you know that? He says, well, I've spoken to her, and she's thinking about it, blah, blah, blah. But anyway, when she did announce, he was the first person to call me and tell me that he thought I should get into the race and I'd be a great representative for the district.
Gentlemen, I don't want to share all this. I want to at least share a little bit of this this conversation. Hey, would you have any questions for
Mr. Beckner? Well, Paul and I go back a few years.
Yeah,
you know,
me
and
too,
Paul's Paul's been very, very active in the city.
Politically, have you two had?
We opposed each other a couple of times.
We had a couple
right.
of runs. Yeah,
maybe have Bill Black come over here and tell me all the story. He'll
absolutely.
Be able to fill me in on everything.
You know, I mean, it's like what Tony O'Brien said. It's an open seat,
right?
And the person that's going to work the hardest and get out there and start knocking on the doors is going to win this race. Now there are three Democrats. You have a primary in September, a preliminary.
Correct. Yeah.
So you'll.
I believe there's a primary.
Yeah, there's a primary. There's three. Right. Just like with the other races. Mm-hmm. So you know, there's a. You'll know where you stand, and
good candidates with distinct differences. No question about.
Oh, absolutely. You're all different.
I think everybody's got the good of the. Of the community at heart, I really do.
It's you would, Paul. You wouldn't be in the race if you didn't care about the district and the city.
That's true.
You know,
you're right.
You know, give yourself a lot of credit for getting out there and doing this. You know, I mean, it's, you know, I thought about it, but hey, listen, I'm going to sit back and enjoy.
If you had run, I probably would not have thrown my hat.
I'm going to enjoy this race. You know, and I'm going to keep my eyes on it, and we'll see what happens to it.
Yeah, I think it'll be.
Was that? Did you put that in the form of a question? I know I'm playing Alex Trebek here, but was that a question you asked him, or you just kind of was that a comment?
No, it's a comment. You know, okay. And I wish Paul the best. You know?
I know you do. Thank you,
Joe.
Paul, what's going on so far with the campaign? How long have you been hitting the road and getting out there? And what are some of the issues that people are talking about?
Well, we've probably been knocking doors since I would say middle of April. And now it's really picked up. In fact, we were out today, and that's why they're here with me. We just didn't have much time. So, come to the radio station. We were over in West Bridgewater today, and that's been an area we haven't focused on that much, except for sign holdings in the morning at 6:30 on Route 106. And we try to do it every Monday and Friday morning just to keep people aware. You know, they're more apt to be aware when they know you they're going to be there in a certain time and a certain morning. And we'll be mixing it up a little bit, too. But I think Mondays and Fridays are going to be a staple on Route 106. A lot of beeps, a lot of waves. It's been quite amazing, actually. There's a ton of traffic.
Again, we're speaking with Mr. Paul Beckner, and he is a Democrat running for, right now he's running for the Democratic nod come
Correct.
September 9th. And then if he's successful, he'll hope to be elected on November. Is it November 4th?
Yeah, yes.
It's November. We'll just say November.
Right. Paul, before... I have one more question, but go ahead.
Okay, well, your turn. Rookies, you're going to watch out for these guys.
Yeah.
If you didn't have such a long statement, you would have been able to ask the question. But I just want to ask him, do you understand the issues in the entire district? And do you feel that the issues are the same in every part of the district?
I would say the issues surrounding District 10, which is Ward 6, 5, and pieces of Ward 4 in Brockton, West Bridgewater, and a little bit of East Bridgewater, are relatively the same. Because as Brockton goes, and I've been telling the residents in West and East Bridgewater as well, as Brockton goes, the direction that Brockton goes, and if Brockton doesn't continue an uphill climb, then it's only natural that the surrounding communities will feel the downside of that as well. And so I'm urging the people in Brockton and West Bridgewater and East Bridgewater to somewhat come together as a community, knowing that Brockton being the epicenter of the whole community, whether it be District 10, 9, 8, whatever, Brockton has to come back in a big way and make a resurrection of sorts. Otherwise, the unsavory aspect is going to spill over into the other towns, and that's only natural. It's like when you fill a glass of water, and you've got it under the faucet, and it keeps filling and filling and filling, and it spills over. What's going to happen? it's going to go all over the place, and that's what will happen. Brockton's full to the brim right now. So Brockton can't handle any more of that unsavory aspect, if you will.
That was the part of the question I was going to ask, Paul, was the districts that you're going to represent. It's a very, very big area. You're talking, you know, Ward 6, all of Ward 6, correct?
Correct.
You got three precincts in Ward 5, everything but right. A, so you got B, and C, and D, and you got two in Ward 4, and all of West Bridgewater, correct?
Mm-hmm.
And one precinct in East Bridgewater.
Yes.
Yeah, and it's a big area.
It is a big area. It's a big demographic, but like I said, I mean, it's a community, and you've got to treat it as such. And you know, as a state representative, you're not just representing the district that votes for you. I mean, the legislation you're going to vote on, the bills you're going to vote on, or help draft, is going to affect the entire South Shore, if not the whole state. So you've got to look at the big picture. These are just the people that can vote for you. So you've got to take the big picture into consideration, because your votes could potentially affect everybody in the entire state.
Was that your
question?
Absolutely.
You have a follow-up? Yes. Thank you, sir.
Talk show moderator.
It's your show, Kevin.
No, it's our show, Dennis. Right, Mr. Rossi?
I didn't know it was part of your show, Dennis. This is pretty cool.
I'm new here.
He is. He's the new kid.
I'm the new kid in the block.
He's the new kid.
This is my new retirement job.
My last question to you is there any particular, whether it's in the district or some of the ones that the state is tackling now, is there any particular issues that you will look to work on, whether it's, again, something for the communities that you represent, or, I mean, we got right now, there's a repeal of the casino, you know, the gaming law. I mean, would you want to be involved in something like that, or would it be as far as local aid? Everybody has their...
Well, I think right now you have to be more concerned with the South Shore. From what I was reading the other day, the property values in the North Shore are pretty much all above the 2005 mm-hmm. peak levels that we enjoyed as a state. Some as high as 60% in the plus. The South Shore, exactly opposite. Brockton itself is at minus 35%. Relative to the property values in 2005. And almost the entire South Shore, except for maybe Marshfield and Duxbury and more of these areas along the shore, and the water have a little bit of a positive upswing right now. But by and large, the South Shore is a very depressed area with a lot of hardworking families that have lost a ton of money. Their credit is totally... gone in some cases, and they're really hurting. And yet to keep raising property taxes over the past few years has not helped that one bit. I think that this year, Bill Carpenter, the new mayor of Brockton, holding the line on taxes was a big step, but I urged him to cut taxes. The only way you're going to spur economic growth, and being a Democrat, some people can't believe that I say this, is to cut taxes. That's the only way you can spur economic growth, and that's going to draw
like
businesses
Republican
to the area.
You and I were having a conversation not too long ago where you were actually working to spearhead in regards to the repeal of the
I was
gas
collecting
tax.
Signatures for that, yes.
Yeah, and I'm like, something's not
I think
working.
It's totally wrong. Okay. It's totally wrong.
And it's okay.
It's against progress.
It's okay to think outside of the box, as long as it's something that the voters want to hear. That's what's key.
Well, it's the lazy man's way to raise taxes, if you ask me.
Okay.
And
social media, website, ways to find out who Paul Beckner is.
Beckforrep.com. You can email me at beckforrep@gmail.com. I'm on Twitter. And, of course, just call me. 774-240-6156. Leave me a message, and I'll return your call as soon as I can. And... Thank you for listening, everybody.
Give any props to Bill Black from Democrat.
Black. I mean, Brockton's Bill Black. Everybody
dragged
knows
him all
Bill
the way
Black.
Here. At least give the guy a small plug.
This guy, I mean, he's been around probably longer than anybody in the city of politics. He's running for office certainly more than me and Dennis put together, I think. He's a staple in Brockton. Everybody knows Bill. And I'm happy to have him on my team. He's been a real asset.
Well, tip of the cap to Bill being in studio, and thank you very much for joining us, Mr. Beckner.
Thank you very much, and thanks to all listeners for listening.
Okay. We step aside. When we come back, more Monday Night Talk. Do not go anywhere.